In world music, it's sometimes hard to find the ideal album to introduce a performer to American audiences. Commentator Milo Miles says he's found one for Pakistan's Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan.
Let's face it, some types of world music are easier for Americans to understand than others. The tones, melodies, and rhythms of Europe and the African diaspora are already embedded in our pop music, so we have a head start on songs from those places. Asia, on the other hand, is musical terra incognita. And that's too bad, because one of the most glorious performers anywhere is singer Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, the master of Qawwali. What, you ask, is Qawwali? Well, the top of the 12th century hit parade for the Muslim faithful were Sufi hymns sung by wandering musicians. Both they and their music were called Qawwali. During the next 8 centuries, the Qawwali pulled the soul music trick and added secular love songs to their repertoire. They played fewer sacred shrines and more weddings. In that spirit, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan has made an album called Devotional and Love Song that should thrill dedicated fans and rank outsiders alike. Nusrat's backup band features a uniquely Qawwali lineup. There are two other lead voices besides Nusrat and a four-man chorus who do a lot of hand clapping. One member plays tabla drums from India and two others hold forth on the harmonium, a kind of hand-pumped organ that can produce drones or horn-like riffs. A crucial addition to the Devotional and Love Songs album is the guitar or mandolin accompaniment of Majwar Abbas. His work fills out the Qawwali sound and gives it an agreeable, folkish feel. Nusrat is no less formidable, but much more congenial. The enduring exhilaration of any Nusrat recording is the interaction of his voice with his group. They pass leads around like an NBA team in Showtime. Nusrat will repeat and vary a phrase until it becomes a mantra, pure sound. Or he'll burst out with startling wordless phrases that sound remarkably like an improvising saxophonist. Or he'll engage in naughty give and take with the tabla or guitar. The energy is athletic, sensuous, and reverent all at once. The Sufi sect says that joy is the essential emotion in love, in worship, and in life itself. There's no finer exponent of that philosophy than Nusrat Khan.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. He reviewed Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan's new album, Devotional and Love Songs, on the Real World label.